Welcome to Standard Chartered India Money Insights, a podcast series that brings you topical insights and local perspectives on India's markets from the experts.
Hello everyone, my name is Ravi Singh. Welcome to another edition of our weekly podcast. Global equities trended mixed over the past week. Asian markets came under pressure from selling in Hong Kong, Thailand and Singapore equity markets, while China onshore equities gained on better-than-expected manufacturing and services PMI for February. US equities recovered later on Friday, with the S&P 500 and Nasdaq Composite Index closing at record highs as technology sector rallied on continued enthusiasm for artificial intelligence, with further support coming from decline in US Treasury yields as key gauges of US inflation came in line with market expectations. Back home, Indian equities gained for the third consecutive week. After a mixed start, the Nifty index rose later on Friday and touched a new all-time closing high supported by robust macro data and improving foreign investor inflows, clocked a weekly gain of 0.6%. Broader markets underperformed Nifty this week, with the Nifty mid-cap index down 1%, while the Nifty small-cap index was down 0.7% for the week. Among sectors, capital goods and metals led the winners with gains of over 1.8%, while pharma and IT were the losers with cuts of around 1.2% or more. The Indian fixed income market was stable over the past week, with government bond yields remaining largely unchanged despite rising US bond yields, as the Indian banking system liquidity tightness eased over the week on improving government disbursals and lack of fresh issuances as the government bond borrowing concluded last week. The 10-year Indian government bond yield rose by 1 basis point to close at 7.08%, while the 3-year and 5-year Indian government bond yields rose by 1 basis point each. The INR rose 0.1% over the past week to close at 82.9 per dollar, as improving foreign investor inflows and robust domestic GDP growth data negated the impact of rising US bond yields, higher crude oil prices and strengthening US dollar. Brent crude oil prices rose around 2% over the week to close at $83 per barrel, as the impact of higher crude oil inventory in the US was negated by the latest data on key gauges of US inflation data, supporting market expectations of a June rate cut by the US Fed. Among the major macro updates for the week, the first was on India's manufacturing PMI, which rose to a 5-month high of 56.9 in February from 56.5 recorded in the previous month. Output increased to a 5-month high on the back of increase in new order inflow, indicating continuing robust demand conditions supported by increased marketing efforts. On cost inflation, the input prices declined to a 43-month low as prices for iron, paper and plastics rose, while that for cotton and steel declined. Output prices declined in January but remained above the input price index for the 6th consecutive month. During the week, the National Statistical Office also reported third quarter fiscal year 2024 data for GDP growth. The real GDP growth for the third quarter fiscal year 2024 was recorded at 8.4% year-on-year versus an 8.1% year-on-year growth recorded in the second quarter and market expectations of a 6.6% growth. On the production side, real gross value added growth declined to 6.5% year-on-year in the third quarter versus a 7.7% growth recorded in the previous quarter. The stark difference between the GDP and the GVA estimates is attributable to robust indirect tax collection and lower subsidies. On the expenditure side, investments grew at 8.5% year-on-year and outpaced consumption, which grew at 3.2% year-on-year, driven by robust public capex. The biggest contributor to the year-on-year GDP growth in the third quarter came from fixed investments, which grew at 10.6% year-on-year, while government expenditure fell and net exports were a drag on growth. Private consumption expenditure improved to 3.5% growth year-on-year in the third quarter from a 2.4% growth recorded in the previous quarter, but its contribution to growth remained muted. On the production side, decline in the real gross value added for the third quarter was mainly driven by a slowdown in manufacturing, which grew at 11.6% year-on-year versus 14.4% in the previous quarter. Agriculture contracted 0.8% year-on-year versus a growth of 1.6% recorded in the previous quarter, while construction growth slowed to 9.5% year-on-year versus 13.5% recorded in the previous quarter. Services sector growth increased to 7% year-on-year from a 6% growth in the previous quarter. Based on National Statistical Office's second advance estimate, Centre now expects the Indian economy to grow at 7.6% in fiscal year 2024, higher than the previous estimate of 7.3%. It also revised growth estimates for the past two fiscals. For fiscal 2023, it was revised down by 25 basis points to 7%, while for fiscal year 2022, it was revised upwards by 60 basis points to 9.7%. That's it in this episode, and I'll take a pause now. Thank you as always for listening. If you enjoyed the podcast, please like and subscribe.
Thank you for listening to Standard Chartered India Money Insights. Stay tuned for the latest updates and market trends by subscribing to our podcast. For more information, reach out to your Standard Chartered relationship manager or visit www.se.com/in.